city. Discovery, the hallmark of humanity.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
The great shaper of our destiny. The great motivator of our times.
Excuse me, do you know
now, sit back and discover amazing stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City.
Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City?
Welcome to This Is Kansas City. My name's Brian Boger. I'm your host. And we have a good show today. It's a heartwarming show that I think is going to make everybody feel a little bit better. Now, these are friends of the shows that have been here before. They're coming back on because we need to get more information. And this is a huge problem in just not our metro area, all over our country. And it's becoming a bigger and bigger and bigger problem. And that's because I don't think people there's a segment of our society that is not responsible enough to own a pet. And I just don't think they should rush into something unless they really, really know what they're getting themselves into. And I think that's probably a big reason why. But I don't know all the answers why. And that's why we're going to find out today from Marissa from Lucky 13 Rescue. Before I get to Marissa, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. This show is brought to you by Evolve KC. What does Evolve KC do? They are a business solutions group. They do a lot of things, from listing management to help promote your business, to e-commerce development, to website development. Websites have changed so much now that you just have to make sure that your website is dynamic enough to get recognized by the AI that's out there and searching all of those websites. They also do online payment integration. So there's so much that they do. Are you tired of managing your social media? They can do that for you too. Oh, and by the way, if you're tired of those credit card fees, they found a way to eliminate them. If you're a business owner and you're tired of paying 3 to 5 to sometimes I've heard of 8%, that all comes right off your bottom line. They can eliminate that for you so that everything goes right back towards your bottom line. If you're a restaurant or something like that running a 6% to 10% margin, it makes a lot of sense. Go Evolve KC for more information. That's Go Evolve KC for more information. And if I know that we went through a pretty harsh winter, and now we're into the rainy season. And if you have not cleaned those carpets at home, and we were locked in for so long, not because of some pandemic, but because it was so cold out, everybody's in your house, get those carpets cleaned. Make sure you get ready for the summer and the fall and the end of spring. Make sure you do that. Just call Zero Res KC. ZeroResKC.com has specials going on every month. They use a patented water-based cleaning solution that uses ionized water. And I mean, they used to clean my restaurants for me. And you've seen restaurant carpeting, and it can get a lot of traffic. These guys brought it back like it was brand new. I'm telling you, I've used them. I know the service. Get your ducts clean. Not ducts, ducts. So get those cleaned out. Get all those, everything that's built up over all of this time, get that all out of your house. You're going to feel better, and it's not very expensive. So call or go online to ZeroResKC.com for more information. When we get back from this break, we're going to be joined by Marissa. She is a volunteer at Lucky 13 Rescue. She knows a lot about it. We're going to talk a little bit about some of these dogs that you can get and you can adopt and the wonderful things that these guys are doing. We'll be back right after these messages. This is Kansas City.
Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We are joined in studio with Lucky 13 Rescue and Marissa Martin. Marissa, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Now, Marissa, let me ask you, I know that Lucky 13 has been here before, and I think we had Mandy in.
Yeah.
Okay, and so Mandy came in, and she explained, but for people that either didn't listen to that show or they might have missed it, Lucky 13 is a 501c3 organized as a nonprofit in, I think it was Drexel, Missouri.
Started in Drexel.
In 2016.
Yep. Now we're here in Kansas City.
And what do you guys do?
So we are a animal rescue, a dog rescue specifically. We don't have a physical shelter, so instead we rely on foster families to help our dogs become the best pet they can be. The foster families really provide a loving and safe environment for the dogs who can heal and thrive before finding their forever homes.
So what is the difference? So, okay, somebody's running a shelter. And they bring the dog in, and it's a big, big problem.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there that that are irresponsible pet owners, and I'm sorry that that happens, but it's true.
Sure.
And we are, I think, in 2023, we hit a major height of it was either 2022 or no, it was 2023. Where there were so many dogs coming into the shelters. And I had a theory about that because we were going through a pandemic.
Right.
And everybody was stuck at home.
They wanted a pet.
They wanted a pet. And then they realized how expensive it is and how much upkeep it took. And then they take it to the shelter.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. I'm just making that. But the difference between a shelter that they take you in, what you do is you find foster families, to foster a dog,
and then
adopt that dog out later.
Yeah, so foster families really just help the dog practice being in a home, introduce them to everyday things. We provide all the medical attention, spay and neuter surgeries, vaccinations, heartworm testing if needed, just really setting these dogs up to have the best possible start to a new life.
You know, I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And when I had Mandy in here prior talking about the Lucky Rescue 13, I asked her, I said, what's with the name? Did you ever find out?
You know, that's a question for Mandy. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. I think she told me, but I think we were off air, so I don't know. But you don't limit yourself to any kind of specific breed. You don't do any of that. You just find a foster family. I think that would be hard for me to foster a dog because I'd fall in love with it.
They call it a foster fail when you adopt the foster.
Well, that's probably true. That would be me because I couldn't get that attached to, you know, an animal and then have to bye.
You know, our foster families do such a beautiful job just providing all the dogs with a safe environment that it really is helping everyone, and it's helping the future homes as well.
And you provide the food.
Yep, we provide everything. The kennels, the food, all medical
water
services.
Dishes.
Yeah,
dishes.
Anything
you provide all that stuff to the foster family.
Yes.
And if a foster family or if a family out there wants to be a foster family... How do they get, what do they do?
So there's a short application that you can find on our website, lucky13rescue.org.
lucky13rescue.org, and you can go through this application, and you can just apply.
Yep.
And if they have dogs.
We always have dogs.
We always
have
dogs.
We have a lineup of dogs.
Yeah, there's just a lot of dogs out there. And we have to get those dogs. The goal is to get those dogs adopted.
Yep.
So that they're not stuck in a shelter for the rest of their lives or...
With a foster.
Or even worse.
Sure.
So how did you get involved in all this?
Oh, I got involved when we lost our dog, Buddy, a little over a year ago. And I'm a teacher, so I just couldn't do spring break home alone, so I got involved in fostering with Lucky 13. And then I became a foster fail. We adopted our dog, Jake, through Lucky 13.
You're
and
now just like I am.
I am. And now I'm stuck with Lucky 13. I love this organization.
And so what kind of dog did you get?
Jake is a lab shepherd mix.
Oh.
All ears, beautiful, crazy boy right now.
Big dog.
Yep, he's about 65 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
65 pounds, yeah.
I'll have to show you pictures later.
Yeah, he's getting big. Is he full grown?
He's almost a year and a half, so yeah, he's about full grown.
Okay, all right. Well, just like you, I lost my dog in January, January 4th of last year.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's hard.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
After 20 years,
yep.
It is hard.
Yeah.
So
they're your family.
Yeah, they totally are. So on top of all that, you find these families, and then you take care of all of that.
Yep.
And you're a fail foster, so you didn't continue to foster because you wanted to adopt.
Yes.
Okay.
So we had went through the process to adopt Jake, and so now I just donate my time and help volunteer through them.
And that's how you got started with this
that's
organization?
That's how I got started, yeah.
Do you think that... How did you find him?
My husband and I were just kind of looking on different rescue websites for dogs we were kind of interested in, and it just kind of fell into our laps. It's a Kansas City-based rescue, and so we live in the area, and it just worked out great.
Now, you have certain events and things that you do,
yeah.
And you're always looking for foster families,
yep.
for the dogs, and you're also looking for volunteers.
Yep, just people to get involved, yeah.
Tell me about what's a volunteer entail. Tell me a little bit of information, because a lot of people have full-time jobs
sure.
like you do.
Yeah.
But what does it entail, becoming a volunteer?
Sometimes our volunteers are just picking up donations. Sometimes they're hosting table events. We do a lot of different events around the city. In the next week, we are doing the Bark at the Park for the Royals. And so we are the featured rescue there. So we'll have a booth set up. And so some of our volunteers will be bringing dogs.
What is Bark for the Park?
Well, you get to bring your dog to the Royals game.
Really? Inside?
Yeah, inside.
Really?
Very fun. So we'll be there with a booth and some adoptable dogs. So, yeah, we just always need volunteers to help us support and spread our mission.
Do you give them a hot dog?
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, they would love one of those
totally
hot dogs.
They totally would.
Yes. But if you... Sorry, I'm trying to stay on focus here. But if you... So that is what day?
May 6th.
May the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can bring your dog to Royals Stadium.
Yep.
And Kauffman Stadium.
Yep.
And you can go in and you'll have a booth there.
We'll have a booth.
But people can bring their own animals?
Yeah, they can bring their own dogs. So ticket sales, a portion of the ticket sales goes directly to Lucky 13 that day.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know. We're excited.
Okay. So how did the... When I was talking to Mandy,
yeah.
she was telling me that you had... puppy yoga.
Oh, yeah.
On the, I think it was the 6th?
Sure.
Last?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier this month.
Yeah. So, and how did that go?
So good. The puppies are so fun. I don't know if you've ever done yoga before. It's supposed to be
have done yoga
very
before.
Relaxing, right?
Yes.
Well, the puppies throw in a little switch into that. It's more fun.
Are they running around?
Running
everywhere?
Around. They're playing around you. Some of them are taking a nap on you. It's great.
Okay, so let's say that that somebody wanted to get involved,
yeah.
or they were you needed help at one of these
sure.
events, because when you're running that event out there, like Bark at the Park or something like that, when you set up these events and everything, there's a lot of work to be done prior to the event taking place,
yep.
and then while it goes on.
Yep.
You have to get there early. You have to do... Is that volunteer work? Is that what they do?
Yeah, that's what some of our volunteers do. They set up, they spread the word, lots of social media work. It takes a village to do this.
Yeah. So you're constantly looking for volunteers.
Always. And they can always reach out to us through our website, lucky13rescue.org.
Lucky13rescue.org. You can call them at 816-313-8229, Lucky13Rescue. I think the work that you're doing is wonderful, and you're also a teacher.
Yeah.
Tell me what you teach.
I teach second grade.
Oh.
It's a fun age.
You're used to puppies.
I very much so.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
It really is a sweet age.
It's a sweet age, but that's a difficult job.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good for you.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I wish that we would give more credit to our teachers that are doing great jobs and teaching. You know, they're molding people's minds.
Well, yes, it's a very important job, but I feel very lucky to have a job that I love.
Can I ask you why they don't teach cursive handwriting anymore?
I teach in the Olathe School District, and they do teach cursive in third grade now.
Oh, good for you. Yep. I didn't know that. Yep, I thought that they all just quit.
I think it's district to district. Not quite sure.
Oh, does anybody use that anymore?
I do.
I do, too. I was always wondering why that went away. It's so much easier.
Yeah, quicker.
Yeah, I don't get that. Okay, so if they want to help, there's different ways to help.
Yep.
One way is you can foster. So you just go online, lucky13rescue.org. You go online, fill out a brief application. Then you just wait, and I guess somebody from Lucky 13 would call you.
You'll get in contact with one of our foster coordinators.
And then you would say that we have a dog.
Yep.
And this is a 200-pound Tibetan Mastiff.
There's a foster for every dog.
Gotcha. Okay. But those dogs who like to run, they need a big yard, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
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 Because you get some, I don't know if you ever had like, what are those running dogs? Irish Setters?
We have all sorts of running dogs.
Oh,
they
you
all
do?
Love to run.
Okay. Okay, what's your best memory of a dog that you had that is now adopted, not including yours?
Oh, goodness. You know, that is...
I don't want yours.
Mine, he does love to run. We get so many different dogs, and I've only fostered one time through Lucky 13, so I'm not the expert on all the dogs.
Do you get to see all the other dogs?
I do. When we volunteer, lots
they
of...
Bring them
they
to
bring
events?
Them to events, yep.
You have any other events going on?
We do. So right now we have a great opportunity for a donation. So during the month of April, an anonymous donor is matching all of our donations up to $10,000. And so we're about $938 away from meeting our goal.
So what they're doing for the month of April, and I guarantee you we're running out of time.
Yeah.
We've got just a few days left. And what they are trying to do is reach $10,000. They've got $9,100 and something
and change,
and they were looking for a donation of $900
and
38 cents. And you don't have to pay the whole 938, but they'll take donations, you know, in smaller quantities, in larger quantities, whatever you feel like you can do. And if they reach in the next couple of days, if they reach that $10,000, they are guaranteed to get another $10,000.
Yeah, and that will be so helpful for our small rescue.
Yes, and it's very, very, that's not even coming close to what they would really need, but that makes a good start. Because what they are doing is when people foster these animals, they're paying for all your water and food dishes, all of your kennels.
Medical care, yep.
They're taking all of your care. For the dog. You take care of everything.
Yep.
You provide the food. You do everything. The foster family just has to take care.
We just ask that our fosters show the dog love and show them a comfortable home.
Yeah. So and that makes total sense.
Right.
So I think you guys are doing the majority of the financial work.
Correct.
And they are, you know, a collar, a leash,
anything
the whole thing,
you would need.
Anything you would need.
Toys. Beds.
Well, that can't possibly, $20,000 can't possibly cover a whole lot in the year.
No, but we are very fortunate to have great donors and people who
and the
support
matching.
Us. And the matching, that's correct.
Yeah, that's really good. So you can donate. You can go to lucky13rescue.org. Let's get on the phone. Let's get on the website. They can still call.
Yep.
816-313-8229. Let's get on and get that other $900 plus 938, 913.
$900 and 30, or $938.
$938. That can't be that hard for us to get in the next 2 days. Then they get the another $10,000, and that's going to give them a good head start. When is the Bark at the Park?
May 6th.
May 6th. Okay, I keep forgetting that, but I want to remind everybody, May the 6th. You have to have a ticket.
Yep, you can buy a ticket.
To get in.
To get in, and then you get to bring your dog.
And you get to bring your dog.
And enjoy a game with your pup.
Yes. They'll let the dog go into the stands.
Sit, and your dog can sit right next to you. Yep.
In a chair?
Maybe.
Your dog would need a chair.
My dog would need a chair.
Nobody's going to sit next to that
dog. He'd be chasing the baseball back and forth.
Guarantee you one of them's going to get
probably.
On the field. They'd be chasing the dog everywhere. You can donate if donating financially is not the thing that you have right now or have available. You can also donate needed items. Those items are everything from... You can purchase stuff from Amazon, from Home Depot, from Lowe's, any of those, you know, Big Lots. You can purchase stuff and then donate that to them.
Yep. Any dog supplies is really helpful. We go through food very quickly. We go through treats even quicker. Just any small donation. Honestly, just word of mouth helps a lot with us, too. The more you spread our mission, the more people hear about us.
And you can also then volunteer,
right.
Which I think is extremely important. I know it takes a lot of time, but it's going to make you feel better, especially if you're a dog lover.
Right.
And a lot of us are dog lovers. I know that. But I have a couple of questions for you. Before I want to get in on our next segment here, I want to get into some of the dogs
Aww.
That are adoptable, because some of these dogs are just...
They're the
so
best.
Cute.
So cute.
So cute. If people want to adopt some, I have been to a lot of people's houses.
Sure.
Where they have dogs and they feed the dogs human food.
Oh.
Is that a no-no or?
We have an extensive application that we ask adoptable families to fill out. And so it kind of goes through like what their daily schedule is like, what they expect from their dog, and what they want as a pet too. So they can fill everything out there.
Okay, just
yeah.
to find out. Because
yep.
I didn't know if bananas were okay for a dog
oh,
to
you
eat.
Know, I'm not sure.
Okay, and what about peanut butter?
Peanut butter, they love peanut butter.
So it's okay.
It's perfect.
And that keeps them going for at least 20 minutes.
As long as it
licking that mouth.
Doesn't have any excess sugar in it, it's okay.
Right, just natural, plain peanut butter.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great. I mean, I know they do.
Yeah.
And by the way, they can eat bananas, just not very often.
Just a treat.
So it's very good for them, but you don't want to give them too much because it does have a lot of sugar in it.
Okay, good to know.
So I just wanted to let people know that. So what else do we need to know about Lucky 13 in any kind of a donation or any kind of way that you can help? Or what about organizing an event? What if somebody has an idea and they would like you to be at the event with
yeah.
these adoptable dogs?
So we're always looking ways to broaden our horizon and go to different events. So, again, reach out on our website, Lucky13Rescue.org.
Okay. All right. A lot of, like, if you had a booth at a dog park,
yeah.
it would seem like it would be beneficial.
Yeah, we do events at Bar K, the dog park.
Down
downtown.
By the River Market,
yeah, down
right?
by the current stadium.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
We just
I mean,
had
that's
one.
A big park, right?
Yeah, we just had a puppy event a few weeks ago, and it was a big hit. Can you imagine puppies just everywhere?
What about for the larger, the older dogs?
Yeah, we always bring them to events as long as they're pet friendly and enjoy other people. Yeah.
Do I don't mean to keep saying that, but is there when you go down to the where'd you say
Bark
at the Park?
Oh, Bark at the Park,
mm-hmm.
the Kauffman Stadium.
No.
Bar K.
We've had them on the show,
okay.
but that must have been 5 years ago or
sure.
something. But they were down there and they were explaining. This is the time where they were going to expand.
Okay.
And they were going to make the park a lot bigger. But it's off leash.
Right.
And I was always wondering, don't the dogs get in fights?
You know, I've been down there a handful of times and I haven't seen anything like that, but they do have, I think they're called pup tenders. And so they are people who walk around the park and just monitor the dogs and make sure they're being on their best behavior.
Really?
Yeah.
Like zookeepers.
Yeah, they have like whistles and stuff. Vests
okay.
and everything. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. That always was a concern to me.
Yeah.
Like,
I
didn't
want
to bring my dog down there just in case.
Yeah.
And you don't want to bring a dog down there, especially a female or a male dog that has not been neutered.
Yep. Or spayed.
Or spayed.
Yep. And always want to bring a social dog, too.
And you take care of that for all of your rescue dogs?
We do. If they come in not neutered, spayed, we take care of that. Any medical cost or care that they need.
What if somebody brought in a dog and it had heartworms?
We take care of the treatments, too.
Really? Yep. That can be expensive.
It is. It's a pricey one.
Yeah. Is it recoverable?
Yeah, I think so. I think it depends on what stage they're at, but it's a long treatment.
Yeah.
Lots of rest, quiet time for the dog.
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering because I know that my brother's dog went through heartworm, and it was a big, big dog.
Yeah.
It was a Bergeron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a breed that kind of looks like a shepherd that's three times the size of a regular shepherd.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And they used to chase lions, and they had those extra claws where they could climb
the
trees.
Claw,
yeah.
You know, heartworms are very preventable. Just a monthly pill that you give your dog.
Really? Okay. Yep. Well, I knew that. You give them just the pill.
Yep.
Very easy to do.
Very easy.
So if you're not doing that, you should do it, especially now in this season.
Summer's coming up.
They get the heartworm from mosquitoes and ticks
mosquito
and
bites,
things.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you just want to be really careful, and it's not very expensive. Get your dog. Take care of that. You know, just don't let them out there and play without that protection.
Right.
Yeah, you just makes a lot of sense in the world. Well, I'm going to tell you that when we get back, I want to go over some of these adoptable dogs. There's still some out there from our last encounter with Mandy on Lucky 13 Rescue. So they are out there, and we got to get these dogs adopted out. Lucky 13 Rescue, this is Kansas City. Welcome back to This is Kansas City. We are talking with Lucky 13 Rescue. And when we left off, we were going to talk a little bit about some of the dogs that are out there to be adopted. Marissa's in studio. Marissa, when Mandy was here last time, she was talking a little bit when we did this segment on adoptable dogs.
Yeah.
I had to bring up Clark W. Griswold.
He is such a sweetie.
Is he still there?
Oh, he is still there. He is a sweet, gentle giant is like the best way to describe that boy. He is calm, patient. He is fostered with a family with kids and is so great with them.
Really? Yeah. What kind of dog is he?
Well, you know, we're not 100% sure. We're thinking like a mastiff mix. but he often forgets his size because he wants to cuddle all the time.
It's like one of those Great Danes who think they're a lap dog.
He is a lap dog. He's a giant lap dog.
But he masters in cuddles.
Oh, yeah.
And snuggles.
Yep.
And he forgets his size, and he tries to squeeze into your lap.
He wants to be near his person all the time.
He is good with kids and other dogs.
Yep.
And, I mean, this dog looks so great.
He is a beautiful boy, and he is just, I'm shocked he hasn't found his forever home yet.
I am, too. And I love the name.
You'll have to meet him someday, because he really is a good boy.
Yeah, Clark is... the only thing that can get him spooked is, what is it, thunder or something?
Yeah, loud noises.
Loud noises.
Yeah.
So he's not good on 4th of July, and he's probably... And try to see that dog get under your bed. That's going to be something else.
Right.
We had a shepherd that could not... He was scared of loud noises.
Aww.
And could not fit anymore under the bed. So just the head went in.
Well, sometimes that will just do it, right?
The rest of the dog's sticking out, and you're like, that's not a good hiding space.
No. He needs a closet.
He needs a closet. The next dog I brought up was Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter is a dog that, I guess, Hunter, I guess the best way to explain it is an American foxhound mix.
Yeah, he's a hound.
He's a hound.
Yep.
I love hounds. I had my last dog was a beagle.
Oh, yeah, so you get it.
I totally get it. I loved my beagle. And before that, I had another hound. I mean, I think all I've had is hounds. Well, I had a terrier once, and I had a shepherd once. But most of the others have all been hounds. And when I had that beagle, it was a small beagle.
Yeah.
You know, not very big. But it was black and white.
Aww.
So it looked like Snoopy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I mean, just looked really like Snoopy. It had the spotted colors and the white face. And yeah. And that dog had such a deep... It was a female.
Yeah.
And had such a deep, deep, dark bark.
Yeah, they are. They're rough.
when the people would walk up and down the sidewalk doing work, you know, by the AC unit or anything else like that, that dog would bark at the window, but the blinds were shut because, you know, we didn't want the dog to see people
walking.
They
think it was a big dog.
He was shocked when he came in. And he goes, well, I'm finished. Do you have another dog? And we go, no, that's it.
That's
dog
what you heard.
Made that sound? Yeah.
Aww.
He would scare away people.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
That was a vicious bark. But other than that, it wasn't that loud.
Yeah.
I mean, people say that they bark all the time, but she didn't.
Hunter is a great dog. He's about 3 years old. He would do best in a home where he can be outside and play.
He loves attention.
Loves attention. He's working on being house trained and just like making sure he's used to all things in the home.
He is kennel trained.
He is kennel trained. Yep. He is truly like a people's dog. He loves people. He's great with kids.
He's okay with cats.
He's okay with cats. Yeah. We'd like to get him introduced to, if you think about adopting him, any other dog you have in the home. But he's a great dog. He's still working on gaining some weight. He came to us pretty skinny. But he loves his healthy meals.
Another quick story here. he's still gaining weight, though.
He is still gaining weight, yes.
I had a bird that lived with me for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And the bird, over the 30 years, got to experience two of my dogs.
Yeah.
My dog prior to my beagle was a little hound dog, yellow dog, little kind of mix hound dog. And the bird would call him. And I named him Dioji. And a lot of people would go, what's that name?
Yeah. Mean? What is that?
It means dog. D-O-G.
Oh.
Dioji.
Got it.
Okay.
Done.
You're like, well, that's an odd name. What does that mean? It means dog. Oh. So he would sit there on the top of his cage and he would call, Dioji, come here. Dioji. And the dog would run upstairs and run into the office there to see. And the bird would just shut up.
Aww,
and just
poor dog.
Laughed and laughed and laughed. And the dog would look around and then walk back down the stairs. He'd do it again. That bird was ornery.
He was taunting him.
He was totally taunting him. The beagle didn't care.
Yeah.
He'd go, I'm not going up there.
What a good dog.
I got more work to do. So, yeah, it was fun. But, okay, so Hunter's out there. He is with a foster family right now.
Yep, all of our dogs are, yep.
All your dogs are, okay. And if you say I have somebody for Hunter.
Yeah.
The foster family has the first right to say, I'm just asking.
The foster family, if you do decide to foster with us, they have first dibs on adoption. But we are always looking for the correct home.
Right, right. Because that's a lot of these families do this. Just all the time, right?
Yeah.
They just, this is kind of what they like
it's
to do.
It's their normal, yeah.
They just, you know, foster the dogs, have them for 6 months or a year or whatever it takes.
Sometimes longer than that.
Sometimes longer. And then they adopt them out and then they get another one.
Yep.
And that's what they want to do,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Boy, that would take a rare person in my opinion.
Yeah, we have amazing fosters who are constantly on rotation.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about Bear.
Oh, Bear is our puppy.
Bear is awesome looking.
Yeah, he is awesome. He is a Malinois poodle mix.
What is a Malinois?
So think like police dog.
A police dog.
like the shepherds.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And a mix of what?
A poodle.
A standard poodle?
We think. A doodle. We think he's a malinoodle is what they're called.
Okay. When did all that start?
I don't know.
Okay.
But he is so great. He is...
he's a male.
A bundle of energy. Yep. A boy. Loves to play outside. Growls like a baby black bear.
He is, if you look at his picture, you're going to fall in love with him.
He's
right
a good
away.
Boy.
You can look at all their pictures at Lucky 13. It's the number 13rescue.org. But he's only 5 months old.
Yeah, so he's still learning.
He's still learning. His adoption fee is $250. That's going to cover everything that he would need when you adopt him. And that helps Lucky 13 recoup some of the fees that they're paying the foster family.
Yeah.
Because you're buying all his food now and everything.
So Lucky 13 is, yeah, Lucky 13 is buying all the food and everything and providing it to the foster family.
And that's a very expensive.
Right.
And so your goal is to get the dogs adopted quickly.
Sure.
And then get another dog in and then continue that.
It's a constant rotation.
It's a constant rotation, yeah. But you were failed at your...
I did fail at mine.
See, you're not one of those people either.
You know, I am a teacher, so I'm off for the summer. So I told my husband, I said, okay, we're going to foster. But I think I'm a one dog family.
Yes, yes.
But I do want to help more with more puppies.
I know. Bear's still working on getting potty trained.
Yep, because he's
only
5 months old.
5 months
yep.
old. Okay. But that's very easy to do. But
he's a fast learner.
He will learn that. And this dog's going to get medium to large size?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably around the 50-pound.
So I would say because when you're adopting these dogs out, depends on the breed of the dog and
sure.
the size that they're going to get to, whether you would need a large yard or is that all in consideration? I mean, if you have one of these big, big dogs, and you live in an apartment, that's not really going to fit that dog's needs, right?
Sure. On our application for adoption, there's a bunch of different questions that they fill out. And so part of the question is, do you have a yard? What kind of housing are you in? So we take that into account when we adopt our dogs out.
All right. Tell me a little bit about Garth.
Oh, isn't he so cute?
Garth, I tell you what, I fell in love with that dog.
I know, it's
when
his
I
eyes.
Looked at the website and I'm doing some. The eyes.
I know.
I thought he was calling me.
He might be. So, Garth is a cattle dog mix. Super
very
sweet,
smart animal.
Very smart. Loves to play. He's just a sweet snuggler.
How old is he?
He is about 3 months old.
So he's a puppy.
He's a baby.
Yeah, and yep. they don't get super big.
Yeah.
It's like an Australian Shepherd, would you say?
Cattle dog is like a heeler kind of mix.
Okay, all right.
But, you know, we're not...
Still medium to small?
Right.
Smaller?
Yeah.
I would say medium.
Probably medium.
Yeah, medium. Okay. And he's at a foster home.
He is in a foster home, and he is... with his brother Wayne right now, who is just equally as adorable as Garth.
I didn't see Wayne and Garth. Okay, Wayne and Garth. Who names the dog?
You know, I think we just have the most creative naming process.
I bet you
we
do.
We have Clark, we have Wayne and Garth.
You got to say Clark Griswold. Well,
yes, that's an important part of the name.
Yeah, if I could get to the board there, I would start playing the theme song. Okay, so also, he is, he's very friendly.
Yep, loves other dogs, loves people.
So he's gonna be awesome
yep.
with anybody that you find out there. So get on, look at these dogs. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to close out the show with Lucky13Rescue.org. This is Kansas City. I know, but every time you play Green Day, I got to let that song kick in. So, you know. All right. Now, when we left off, we're talking with Marissa from Lucky 13 Rescue. She is a volunteer. She is a teacher full-time. She's volunteering at Lucky 13 Rescue. And she's volunteering to be here on our show to spread the word of the need to get that other $938 for Lucky 13 Rescue so they can get another
$10,000. And I think it's very important that you guys can help. And we're going to go over the ways to donate and other things that you can do. But the last dog I wanted to bring up and mention is this dog caught my attention when I was looking and doing the research. And I did talk about this dog previously on the show back at the beginning of the month. But Watson.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Watson is a Terrier Yorkshire Yorkie mix. And Watson is a male. He's 3 years old, just about, maybe 3 years, 2 months old. And he is with a foster family.
He is with a foster family.
And it's the cutest little dog.
He has a very sweet face.
A very sweet face. This is a small dog, right?
He's a small but clever dog, yeah.
Very clever.
Yep. Yes. Loves puzzles. He would require a yard with a fence.
Right.
But he is heartworm positive right now, so he's getting medicine.
He still was back then.
Yep. So and that treatment takes a while.
Yeah, it does take a while.
Yep.
But he's being cured.
Oh, it has not slowed him down at all.
Yeah. And then you'll get the final word that he's totally cured.
Yep, we'll get the okay from the vet that he's good
to go. I think it's great. I think it's great. So he's a smaller dog. You're looking for a smaller dog. This dog, we don't know what the dog went through. We have no idea.
Yeah.
But again, that was probably a dog owner that didn't get him the medication, you know, during one of those summer months or spring months when the mosquitoes come out and all that. Probably late summer, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. We don't know. So check out Watson when you're on there. But somebody take Clark W. Griswold.
Oh, I know.
Now, they're trying to reach that $938, and there are a lot of ways to donate. So if you want to go to lucky13.org, it's lucky, the number 13, rescue.org, you can do that. And these are some of the ways you can donate. You can make monthly contributions.
Yep.
So if you just want to donate, I think they'll take whatever,
like
right?
$5.
$5 a month.
A coffee payment.
A coffee payment.
Yep.
$5 a month to help these dogs. It doesn't really matter what the amount is, but it's just a monthly contribution.
A little goes a long way.
Yeah, it does. Especially if a lot of people are doing that.
Right.
And they've got to get that other $938. We're on the clock here, people, so...
Countdown is on.
Yeah, countdown is on. We're less than 72 hours away.
I know.
So you can text to donate. What is that?
You know, I'm not so sure on that, but I do know that we take, like, PayPal and Venmo and all the other online apps that you can donate through.
Oh, I see. So you get an app. I don't use those,
yeah.
But okay.
So if you have the app, you could donate to us, and all of that information, again, is on our website.
And then you can donate via PayPal.
Yep.
And that's something I don't understand either. But there's also something called the Cash App.
The Cash App.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing as PayPal.
Okay. And that is what? $Lucky13Rescue.
Yeah. That's our handle.
I don't know what that is. Or you know what? If you're like me, just send a check
write
in
a
the
check.
Mail. You know, not a lot of people these days even know how to write out a check. They're like, what is this piece of paper you're giving me? It's a check. I don't know what that is. But you can send the check to Lucky 13 Rescue, 119 West Gregory Boulevard, number 7907, Kansas City, Missouri, 64114. For more information.
That's right.
And that'll tell you how to do that. So there's a lot of different ways that you can donate. And if you're not in a financial position to donate, you can also volunteer your time. That helps a tremendous amount. So you can do that. Now, also, if you want to support them and get the word out, like we are doing here on This is Kansas City, they have things you can buy there. And just seeing the logo and the name and all of that helps promote their cause. You can go buy Lucky 13 sweatshirts.
Yeah, we have great merchandise. Super cute.
I got a t-shirt last time,
yeah.
And it was really nice. And
yep.
So, yes. So you got the merchandise is like sweatshirts. You got you have the canvas totes.
Yep,
that
we
you
have
can
hats.
Carry. I have a tote
you
also.
Do? Wow,
yes.
You have all of our merch.
Yes. And then you can, you have like t-shirts, yep. And then you also have caps and, you know.
We have beanies and caps and stickers and.
Any of that stuff can help.
Oh, anything.
Yeah. And that, what that does is it advertises the name.
Yeah.
And that helps a lot. So I want to really thank you, Marissa, for taking your time out of your day to come in here and represent Lucky 13 Rescue. Remember, call them at 816-313-8229 or go to lucky13rescue.org for more information. Thank you very much
for
being in studio. We are going to end the show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock for another great show that we'll have for you tomorrow. And the rest of the week, we are fully stocked with different kinds of guests. And I mean, we are running the gamut here on guests this week. So you're going to be pretty surprised by tuning in and finding out what these businesses are in our Kansas City community. Thanks again to Evolve KC for all of their support. Go evolvekc.com for more information. Thanks to Find and Refer, to Zero Res KC. Remember, May is Burger Month, so go. When you think of Burger Month, what do you think of? Paul's Drive-In. Since 1960, serving the original Big Boy Burger. Go visit them. We will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. This is Kansas City.